Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 One World in Prague, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Hissa Hilal, a poet and protagonist of the film The Poetess, screening here at the festival, which I watched yesterday, and it was a fantastic film, very powerful, so I thank you very much for joining us.
I'm happy to be with you.
So the film really follows quite an interesting journey of yours, but I'm also very curious. We spoke a little bit after the screening yesterday, and it was great to get to meet you. What is the importance of poetry in Saudi Arabia?
It's very important. I mean, for thousands and thousands of years, poetry is number one. Affecting the people and taking their attention and interest and love. Yeah.
In fact, it's so important that it is on TV on a great national show that a lot of people watch and that you decide to participate in. Why did you decide to participate in this show? Because you were already an established figure in poetry, right?
Because I used to write in papers only, people never see me, and I used to write by a nickname, and they always suspect that I am the one who's really writing, or who's that woman, is she a woman or a man, or who? But I thought this is the time that people should know me, and I want to face the audience, and they can see me on the air, and they know who is that lady.
But why did you kind of only write on paper and with a different name for so long?
Because in our society it was difficult, and it was not allowed, and there is also no chance that you can be on TV, you know, in a program that is really for the poetry. And I thought this show, The Million Poem, is the real program that it's the for the good poet to be on.
Yeah. And was it also because a lot of people would be watching, so you could, because in your poetry that you recite in the show, you take on very, very difficult themes?
That's true, because millions of people are watching it. That's the show that you want to be in, so you reach to a million of people. Yeah.
And these were subjects that were really close to your heart, that were important to you to express?
So many subjects, but maybe that one expressed me. I said it's called a free bird. That really I felt so much.
And one of them, the third poem that you recite, was about the fatwa.
Yes.
So a lot of people might not even be familiar with the term.
Fatwa in language, it means to give opinion. Before Islam, the meaning of fatwa is to give opinion in anything, you know. But after Islam, fatwa becomes only as a religion term. That means when sheikh give opinion about any issue you ask or you want to know.
And you weren't? Were you afraid? When you mentioned in the film that you were kind of you were nervous on the show, but for this poem, which is particularly delicate, did you think that maybe it might be a little dangerous?
I was in the beginning, and the first time I stepped on the stage, I was feeling shy because it's the first time I face audience, and a lot of them are men, most of them, you know, and they are Bedouins, they are tribe men. I was very nervous. I felt, this is, and they are looking at me. But after that, it was okay. And then in the third show, I talk about fatwa. I thought for years I thought that somebody should talk about this, you know, because I noticed how much problems it makes in the societies.
Interesting as well to notice that you were the only female participant of the show.
Yes, maybe before me there was one also Saudi lady. She shared, and with me in the show there was another also Saudi lady, and I am maybe till now I am the one who reached the most top position in the show, and I thought that people should really feel that we have the right to show on, because even before Islam, women used to go and share. And she was very famous, her name Al-Kansa. She was one of the biggest tribe, and that lady was from one of the biggest tribes in Venezuela. And she used to go on to say her poems, about now maybe 1,450 years back. It is, yeah, they used to go and they used to say their poems.
Yeah, so there is a tradition there.
Yes, of course, there is, yeah.
And, but as well as that, the segregation of the sexes, this separate, that even the women and the men are kind of sitting in separate parts of the audience, this is something that you care about as well.
I respect this, of course. Yeah. Let women to share, but let her also to be in a place that she feel comfortable, you know. I don't like to be in between men. It's not I myself as a person, I don't like to be in between them. It's good to put a position for ladies so they feel comfortable together.
Yes.
That's nice. But they are sharing, they are there, they are working. That's good.
I think in many other parts of the world, the opposite is happening, that women don't feel safe. It's kind of like everyone just needs to reach that middle ground.
Yes, yeah. I agree. There should be middle ground and middle opinion between the two sides of the thinking of the society. I support that when you allow ladies or push ladies to the work or to be on the on the public, to find a place for them that they feel safe and comfort. It's very important. And it's wise idea also. It's not only a kind of religious or type of culture, but it's a wise idea also.
It's really just about finding balance in life in general.
That's
very hard to find balance, even in yourself.
Yes, I think it needs a lot of wisdom. A lot of thinking of it, you know. It's important.
I wanted to also talk about the documentary itself. When were you approached to make this documentary, and what did you think? Were you happy about it? What was your reaction?
We worked in a very critical and difficult circumstances, but Stephanie has insisted to do it, and she was really a good girl. She pushed me so much to do it, and I'm happy. The people like it. It's good. Yeah.
At the same time, I remember one moment in the film where you kind of you're trying to protect her, because she may be not accustomed to some things, and you're in the car and you're just telling her to get down, cover your face.
That's true, because that time there were people filming us.
Yes.
Because they saw her. She's Europe with a Saudi family, and they were filming us with video. I told her to get down because I don't want. I don't know what's the reason that they are taking the video.
Yes.
Yeah. And I asked them why you are filming us like that. Yeah.
So you were kind of looking after her while she was filming.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
But I wonder, with this documentary, you kind of get to go travel a little bit to other places. You were in Locarno, I know, and now you're here. Do you like doing this?
Well, that's nice. I mean, if it happened, it's very good that they have idea about our lives, our Arab culture, about the history of Arab women, and how much poetry is important in Arab society, and how much poems affected. And there are poems in the mind of the history. Never, people will never forget, because they also poems says history of the time. It's not only about your own life, it's also show your society, your culture and circumstances that you lived in and what happened and everything, you know.
Also, with I guess with the media and with the way the media functions, it's nice to get this type of cultural exchange.
I believe that poetry maybe will let the people to feel that they are close to each other, and because it shows human feelings, you know, and the first step. And I agree what you said. It's important to share, and we like the. So many things in the European society or Russian or American by the poet that we have read translated to Arabic for Americans or for European poet or poetess or novelist. We loved so many things in the Western society by the poems.
So thank you very much. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thanks.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.